Hey, this is Stavros once again, and you are listening to Now Teenage Tragedies. I am standing in for my good friend Nick Noir, who is not only not in the city of San Francisco, but on a different continent, not even really close to any continent, maybe closer to actually the Arctic at this point. Where is Iceland between the British Isles?
Greenland.
Well, Greenland is more Arctic in terms of its climate.
But as far as like the islands,
you might as well be.
I was
going to
make something. I couldn't.
I was going to make something. We're going to make something for you tonight, which is lots of great music. Thanks for tuning in. And it's going to be in the format that we've come to know and love with Teenage Tragedy. So even though Nick Noir is away, I like to think that we're honoring his spirit, even though the corporeal manifestation of Nick Noir is gone. The spirit remains. It hovers.
It's true.
In the studio, whispering in my ear, actually right now. Oh, yeah. No, he just said that he's approving of everything that we're doing.
It's good.
It's good. I like having that kind of confidence when I'm starting off somebody else's radio show.
So what would he do right now if you're embodying the spirit?
Well, I don't know that it's taken possession of my body at this point, but he did just whisper something in my ear, which was to say, don't put me on the spot. I feel awkward when I'm asked to perform on command. So I'm going to honor that.
Okay.
And in the interest of that, I'm going to actually just go ahead and play some more music. This is Teddy Bear by Red Sovine. This is from a fantastic compilation that Nick Noir and I have listened to extensively, which is a sort of greatest hits of trucker jams, truck tracks. I'm not really sure
from
how you describe
50s?
That. Well, this is probably closer to the late 60s, but it's just a heartbreaking story. And I like to think that it's because it's more conservative in its attitude and values that it harkens back to an earlier time, even though it was released at a date, a point in history that was, you know, after, you know, most of the music that Nick Noir plays. Is that cool?
Yes.
Thank you. I also needed the affirmation there. So this is Teenage Tragedies. I'm your host, Stavros, also here in the studio with Raybot. Raybot, thank you so much for joining.
I'm doing what I can. I'm a stand-in for the stand-in.
Just standing like a stand-in. So, okay, we're going to get into some more music. Thanks again for tuning in. This is BFF.FM. That's Best Frequencies Forever. Thank you so much. We'll be playing music until the 12 o'clock hour, so stay tuned, and I hope you enjoy.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone." Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear. But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you." Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address, and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker, I'll catch you again." Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air, just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. "We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you, 10-4, and goodbye."
taking this opportunity to catch up on my fan mail. Even as a boy wonder, it's really hard to read all the tons of mail I get. Here is a happy letter from someone just about your age. Dear cute, wonderful, fabulous, magnificent, exquisite boy wonder, a cold chill runs up my spine every time I see you sock a villain. And oh, how I cry when you're even scratched. Please don't send me a mimeograph copy of interesting facts about you. I want your handwriting. I have a whole wall of my room dedicated to you. Oh boy wonder, I'm making a gum wrapper chain to symbolize my love for you. Going to be as long as I am tall, and I'm 5'10" in stocking feet. Please, boy wonder, please come next Saturday and sleep for a week or two. I will feed you breakfast in bed. I will make your bed for you, and I like you so much that I want you to spend the whole summer with me. I hope you know this is a girl writing.
Sometimes keep their promises. Meet little Juanita, a teenager with the soul of an angel, and the recipient of a love letter full of promises. It's a letter that any teenager could have written. Imagine how she feels as she reads the love promises of her letter verbatim in a manner of her teenager in love. Let us listen in. Shadow lying at your feet, longing to embrace you when again we shall meet. Oh, my angel, do not now be lonely, lonely anymore, for I am here beside you, yes, here, from now until eternity.
Teenager's Letter of Promises. That was brought to you by the Sun Ra Band, actually, interestingly enough. Before Space Was the Place, Sun Ra was writing a lot of music that was in a doo-wop vein. And
wait, that was Sun Ra?
That was Sun Ra.
Sorry, I wasn't actually listening to you. But now I am.
Suddenly I'm very curious about the music that you're playing, Stavros.
I know. Sun Ra.
And this is, if you're not familiar with the voice that you're hearing right now, this one that you're listening to right now belongs to Stavros. And the lady voice.
I'm the stand-in for the stand-in.
This
is Raybot.
Raybot in the studio. We are both sitting in for Nick Noir, who is sadly away this evening. And that's an additional tragedy to the teenage tragedies that we celebrate otherwise on the show.
True.
The show is also called Teenage Tragedies, for anyone who's listening.
I have a lot of teenage tragedies.
Do you? I bet you have some embarrassing stories to tell.
I bet I do have embarrassing stories to tell.
Are you interested in telling any right now?
No, but if listeners call in at 415-333-3333.
You heard that. It's 415-333-3333. Then Raybot might tell you personally over the phone in a very intimate fashion an embarrassing story.
That's true.
That she's afraid to tell on air.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't say afraid, but choosing not to tell on air.
How about this? We'll pick a topic. If somebody calls in and asks for a topic, I can
probably... At 415-333-3333.
Text in what topic you would like me to tell an embarrassing story about.
Or tweet at BFF.
Yes, pound. Just give us
.  Radio Magic.
At.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and. Okay, so I failed initially to introduce the first song that was played this hour, which was Nobody Waved Goodbye by the Cryin' Shames. And that comes out of Joe Meek's studio. Just such an iconic figure and one who I know Nick Noir loves to play on his show. And so I was happy to honor that tradition by playing a song from his imprint this evening. That was followed then by Teddy Bear by Red Sovin and Boy Wonder I Love You by Burt Ward. Backing band on that track, interestingly enough, if the Sun Ra upset wasn't the most surprising moment of the night, then maybe you'll be curious to know that the backing band on the Burt Ward track, Burt Ward, who played Robin in the original Batman
television series, thank you for clarifying.
I just Wikipedia radio. the backing band was the Mothers of Invention. Frank Zappa's first band.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know, trippy, right? So then we had...
so it's sort of like this... This segue. Like, how do you segue from, like, sort of, like, doo-wop into...
Right.
Was it just, like, a part of the times? Like, they're just like, all right, we have to...
Yeah.
We got to survive.
It was either a zeitgeist thing, where it's like the spirit of the times commands you to create this music for Robin from the original Batman series starring Adam West.
Right.
Or it was something in the water, right? Where like everybody just had to, sing doo-wop under the streetlights. Or there was some kind of virus going around, you know?
Would you say it's sort of like fashion?
I'd say it's very much like fashion.
Everybody wears this, you know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's
oh, yeah.
wearing the what would it be, like the skirts... The poodle skirts.
Like what's popular now? Is that what you're asking? Or Oh, at the time.
Yes.
It is like fashion.
I'm referencing a reference of a reference to normcore.
I'm getting very postmodern right now. Infinite regress of signs. And there were poodle skirts. That was a thing. I mean, it's ultimately about commercial viability, right? Can you make money playing a certain kind of music? But if you're asking, are there fashions in pop music? Well, absolutely, right? I mean...
Can a company survive only making poodle skirts?
Today? At the time, I mean, if you'd invested in poodle skirts, I mean, the dividends on that would have been amazing. If you could have gotten in on the ground floor with poodle skirts...
After a year, I think is the thing, right?
Exactly. When it's peaking.
When it's... Just get out.
Exactly.
You
gotta know the right time.
Exactly.
That's why they call it a gamble, or that's why we should call it a gamble, because it's gambling, right? If we're honest. Raybot, is it okay if we're honest?
We can be honest.
I like to think that we could be. So we finished that with Teenager's Letter of Promises by, that was actually Juliana Rogers and Lynn Hollings, but with the Sun Ra Band. I mean, Sun Ra penned the song, and you might have heard his creepy narration over part of it, at least, which is so great. It's episodic. I mean, it's actually kind of avant-garde in its own way, which is appropriate for, you know, Sun Ra. Anyway, so we're going to get into another set of music, beginning with the Walker Brothers playing a song, which I love, Make It Easy on Yourself, because, you know, that's the message that I want to give to the world tonight and all nights. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Teenage Tragedies. I'm your standing guest, Stavros, with the stand-in for a stand-in,
Raybot.
And please stay tuned until the midnight hour, because we'll be playing music that we hope you like. This is BFF.FM. That's Best Frequencies Forever.
Oh, breaking up is so very hard to do. If you really love him, and there's nothing I can do, don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through. And make it easy on yourself. And compared to his grace, no words of consolation will make me miss you less, my darling.
Stay away from me. Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind.
Yeah. criticize little things I do.
It makes me just feel like crying,
baby.
'Cause baby,
baby,
something beautiful's dying. You've lost that loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. You've lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa.
This is Stavros, standing in for Nick Noir on Teenage Tragedies. And that was Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood with You've Lost That Love and Feeling. That was the tail end of a shorter set, beginning with a song by the Walker Brothers, Make It Easy on Yourself, and then Glenn Campbell, Guess I'm Dumb, song which I would go ahead and say I identify with constantly. Throughout the day, I find myself saying that to myself and only wishing that I could say it in as melodious and winning of a tone as Glenn Campbell does.
Are you saying it honestly or ironically?
No, completely honestly. Wouldn't that be great, though, if I could say it ironically, like, oops.
Guess I'm dumb.
Because the opposite of what I'm saying and what I actually mean is that I'm a genius. No, I generally
I think that's a Bay Area.
That is that a Bay Area thing?
I mean,
humble brag?
Humble brag.
It's like, oops, I just launched my new app. Whoopsies.
Whoops.
Didn't go the way that I wanted to exactly, but
my
I'm a
stock,
millionaire.
My stock just went up. Yeah.
It's like, I wonder how that happened. Oopsies. Yeah, humble brag. That's a thing. That's a thing. So you're listening to...
You haven't been on enough dating websites,
I guess. I really haven't. Well, maybe I'm not seeking out the right people, you know?
Got to get some humble braggers.
Some humble... Have you encountered the humble brag?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Can you give me some examples?
A lot of it, I would say, derives from where they went to school.
Oh.
There's a lot of that.
So is this correlated to a sense of entitlement or humble bragging as a practice?
Or both. Or maybe, let's get real deep.
Please.
Maybe it's me feeling, guess I'm dumb.
Oh, shit.
Look at that. That was like going back to a
full
back.
Circle.
Yeah, that's right.
Full circle.
Yeah.
That's what we call that. And with that, I feel like it's probably time to open
up a new
set.
Any gentlemen in the audience, they can find me on numerous dating websites.
Do you want to throw out some usernames?
If you haven't figured it out by now, no.
Maximum Babe. 31. You don't go by Raybot probably on any of those.
I do.
Oh, shit.
I know.
Okay. Well,
just,
that's twice
a big reveal.
Yeah, dropped the S bomb.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
that's right.
You know, fellas.
415-333-3333.
Text your date ideas and
humble
preferences.
It really
humble
turns
brags
me on.
And ideas for, you know, what an intimate night with Raybot, you know, might look like.
I've got several ideas already.
I'm so not surprised to hear that. But we're going to keep things rolling here. I guess I've already read off the tracks for that last set. We're going to get into some soul music, beginning with Cry Love by The Sweet and Innocent. This is one of my favorite songs, and you probably recognize at this point that we've been maintaining a fairly down-tempo sort of feel for the set, and that somehow seems appropriate. I'll allow you to decide. But without further ado, this is Teenage Tragedies. I'm your guest host, Stavros, with Raybot, also chiming in on microphone number 2.
The stand-in for the stand-in.
Stand-in for the stand-in.
Find me online.
Find her online. Raybot.com, MaximumBabe45 on Twitter. And here's some more music. Thanks for tuning in.
trouble, there will be peace in the valley.
All day or picket every night. I simply propose the following: a teenage Bill of Rights.
What?
Nothing we do should go unnoticed, not even the smallest deed. And no one should even question our color, race, or creed.
Two.
We should be recognized as leaders of tomorrow, in just a small minority who go on causing sorrow. Gives us the strength we need to open any door.
Four.
We want the right to listen, the right to disagree. After all, in your Bill of Rights, it says all men are free.
Five.
Well, let us think for ourselves, to have a mind of our own. The day may not be too far off when we'll have to stand alone. Guarantee that if we fight again, our sons, when they are 18, will not be fighting men.
Seven.
We'll work our heads off every day and every night. Just give us what we ask for in our teenage Bill of Rights. We only ask for seven, but we know that you have 10. But should we need the other three, you'll hear from us again.
C'était la fille du Père Noël, c'était le fils du Père. the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line is still on the